in these matters, and I would rather doubt that this is the answer to it. But our budget people and our Civil Service Commission people and our cabinet people that recognize how costly this pay bill is going to be feel like as soon as you all act on it today that you'll act overwhelmingly. Probably. That the Senate will have to give immediately. That they've got a commitment out of them. As soon as they can get you all to jump overboard, they will too. Then we'll have a bill here that I'll have to veto. And of course, that's not going to help the Democrats who are running next year to have, even though they voted for it, to have a president that's out raising hell about the employees trying to eat out of the feed trough. And they're going to break all of our rules. We wouldn't let U.S. Steel, or we wouldn't let the railroads, or we wouldn't let the auto workers go past the guidelines. But we are letting the government workers go past.
They're going to reduce this to 4%, I
think. Yes, and that's 0.8% more than the guidelines. And it's just has to require, if it's going to be an issue, we just have to make the issue. We can't say that the government's going to get to one guideline and U.S. Steel another. So we think it'll hurt us with our congressmen seriously. Now, we've tried to figure out what we could do that we might moderate our views. We believe that we are sounder ground than Jimmy Morrison and Tom Murray and them, but maybe we're wrong. Maybe they're right. Anyway, our people have come back in with a suggestion that we legislate for 1 year instead of two.
In fact, they shouldn't have brought it up until next year.
Yes, that's right.
Morrison didn't want it until next year, you know.
That's right. That's right.
They both tell me that Macy was the one. I'm not carrying tail.
No.
Well, I gave you a memorandum. Well, I don't know. I made them put it on their own responsibility.
Maybe. I don't know a thing in the world about that, but I'll assume it's Macy. It's always...
Forget it.
That's what I would think.
I like John Macy. Yeah. I'm not a gossiper, you know that. Yeah. But I made them put it in the memorandum form.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
Because I said, you got to take your own responsibility.
Well, what I was...
I would think if you get it over in the Senate, then we can talk to them.
Well...
The Senate put 1 year on.
Well, our people don't think so. Our people think if the House caves that we've got a veto on our hand and we've got a division among them.
Coming up today in this committee.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, if I could, what do they think and have you considered, and then you can make a decision. They say that they have talked to Murray and Henderson. And if we would come up from 3 to 3.5, on the first year, it costs us many millions, but that they would try to get the House, if they could have your help and Albert's, come down from 4 to 3.5. That they would try to postpone the second year until at least next year and let us try to work together and keep our heads together so we don't get separated, the parties being split wide open by the folks up there. But we could give them the increase this year, beginning January, 3.5%. Our bill provides 3 in January. They want 4 in October. But if we could go from 3 to 3.5, it might be they could come from 4 to 3.5. Now,
I wouldn't know unless I talk with them.
They think they own them now, and then the employees' unions are not going to be willing to give. But if we just tell them that we're not going
to... Can't you get the House to do that? Can't you get the Senate to do that?
No. They think if they own record, their congressmen all give them more than their senators. And Henderson says he will fight for 3.5. And Murray says he'll support him for whatever that's worth. And that would be... each one giving 0.5%. We then could, by revving up and pumping up and puffing and lying a little bit, say that the government employees were within the guidelines.
Well, all I can do, I'll get a hold of them.
And I could sign 3.5 if it's forced on me. I couldn't sign 4. And if you talk to Henderson and talk to Murray,
well,
see if they felt there's any chance, then you might talk to the to the Morrisons.
Well, if you're going to do it, you got to talk to Morrison and Udall, those fellows. Those are the ones you got to get first.
Yeah, well, you can't get either one of them. They tell me. Now, you may know more about how to get them.
Yeah, but they, you see, they took over the committee from Tom Murray,
yeah.
As I understand.
Yeah.
They have the, you get Neil, Arnold Olson, you get a number of them there. Helen, if they'd kept in touch with me beforehand, I could have got them before the fact. I didn't know anything about this.
We didn't know it ourselves, Mr. Speaker, until we got it out, and you got it scheduled up there.
Well, I got them, one of them. No, nobody came to see me, Mr. President, at all, just to give me a briefing or enlightening so that I could get him in and say, now, here. Until after the bill come out, and there's a different situation after the fact than before the fact. Now, I might get him down to 3.5. I couldn't. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get Morrison and Udall in while the bill is up and have a talk with them, and I'll let you know the results.
All right.
That's all I can do, Mr. President.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I understand.
I thought I could do more.
Yeah. Well, don't you agree that it's going to...
I figured the Senate wouldn't act on it this year.
No, they're going to.
And I held it off, you know, deliberately towards the end.
Yeah.
You noticed that, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I held it off.
I wish we could just held it off altogether.
Well, I held it off over 3 weeks.
I hope that...
I don't know about the second year proposition, because Udall says to me that it costs less with the second year on, and if they come in next year, they want a higher increase.
I think they want always a higher increase. The steel workers want a higher one, and the railroad workers want a higher one. I just come out of a meeting with them. They want a higher one, but as responsible people, the government oughtn't to do more for its own than it asks industry to do for its.
You don't have to argue that with me.
I'm not arguing. I'm just pointing out that...
I withdraw the word argue.
I just want to point out that it puts us in as a leader of a party, it puts us in pretty bad shape for us to ask everybody in the country to live by three.
If I get them in and I call up, would you talk with them?
Yes, if I doubt the wisdom of that. I think that some of the ones that we put on the phone go out and say that I'm twisting their arm, and I'd rather just deal with the leader than to deal with them,
right,
because they just they go out and talk it. I'm trying to force them, and I never force anybody. I just want them to know that if they pass this...
Gronowski. I said, there's never been any arm twisting. I said, it happens as the president and I's viewpoint of the philosophy of government is the same.
Mm.
All through the years, we've had that progressive outlook.
Mm.
I said, we cooperate together to coordinate action in the interest of our people. No arm twisting.
Well, all the commentators, I listened to them last night, they're making a big mountain out of what happened on Home Rule, and they want to do it, build it up like Roosevelt's court plan, and we have had a great, devastating defeat, and so on and so forth. And I don't know, but Ford told me voluntarily one time, in talking about something else, he said, I hope you don't get committed to this bill that the committee has reported on pay.
The point is, you can't take any debt.
He didn't yesterday, but it might be that some of them, I don't know that it would be, but that might be the first place you'd want to explore.
We don't mind, Mr. President. I'd rather explore Jimmy Morrison and Udall.
I will, but they tell me the unions have them locked in pretty well. Our people have tried to talk to them, and they're both friendly, but one of them's brother's in the cabinet, and the other one I just came back from Louisiana with, and he's been helpful, but I don't believe they have much running room, and I don't know that maybe every Republican wants this huge increase, but I believe that most patriotic Americans would be willing to give the government 3.2, which is the guideline. I'm willing to give them 3.5 and say to the country it doesn't amount to over 3.2. But if I go 4, I've broken it. The dam's open, and then all of them open, and my guess is interest rates will go up the next week, My guess is that the whole lid will be off because government knocked itself off, and I think it's doing that on some of the things. I think the Selden resolution is real bad. I think that this home rule thing is going to hurt us more than we think, and I think these boys are digging their grave. Now, I'll have to come back with as strong a message as I can, and I'll have to defend it. Now, maybe that these few postal workers can save them in their doubtful districts. But my guess is that those 70 boys are going to get themselves in the box where they're against the Republicans and against the president, and I don't believe they'll come back here. And I think we'll have much less people. But anyway, I've told you my views. You can tell them that you do not believe the 4% will ever go. And we don't want to be threatening or positive, but if the government's guidelines are 3.2 for railroads and for steel and for auto workers and everybody else, that you don't believe they can be 4 points for the government.
And
we'll go 3.5 for 1 year. And we'll just have to eliminate the second year and face it later. We'll cut back the fringe benefits to approximately what we originally proposed, and we'll agree to 3.5 effective January the 1st.
Well,
and
could you get the Senate to put us to 1 year?
We think that the Senate, well, because the same thing's the matter of the House, Mr. Speaker, no guts. That's really it. No guts against these unions. That's a U.S. Now, that's it, simply.
They can put through a year.
They can't. Monroney hadn't got as much guts as Morrison has. You know that.
We saved the postmaster general on the release of names, and I understand they want them all released now.
Well, I don't know. We've got a hell of a party. I grant you that, and I'm getting where I can't do much about it. And I've got the biggest majority in the country, but we've got some independents that like to follow Ford more than they like to follow me and you. And maybe we oughtn't to govern. Maybe they ought to have it. I can't do any more about it than I'm doing, though. And I don't know about the names. I never heard of it. I don't know about this, except I recommended 3, and they go 4. I'm willing to go 3.5. If they can go that, all right. If they can't, why, they'll know what they're walking into, and they'll let everybody swim for himself. And thank God I don't have to swim. And I've gotten along with Congress pretty well, but I think I see the earmarks, and I'll look after myself and let them look after theirs.
Well, I'll get them in and talk with them, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Lowe.
Operator.